What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Surfing the Stream, where every week we're on a quest to find out what is the greatest movie of all time. I am Matt Primo, joined by Autumn Shaworth.
Said it right.
I got so nervous.
I wonder if he's going to mess it up or not.
You should, do you remember Carmen? You used to work here?
Yeah,
I can't say her married name for the life of me. I just make up shit nowadays.
When I was in school, substitutes would try to say my last name and they would butcher it.
They did, yeah. Like,
call. Work.
I was very worried I was going to say that wrong. But guys, we are here this week to review The Exorcist, dubbed the scariest movie of all time. This is a part of our horror in review series, part four. We are reviewing the subgenre haunting / possession movies, which is my favorite subgenre of all time. I guess it's not really a fun fact, but fun fact, I've already reviewed this movie. This is a Patreon exclusive review with just me. But Autumn here is a huge fan of this movie. So I felt like this was a good time to revisit it this year, mainly because I just wasn't a huge fan of it last year when I watched it for the first time. So this is my second time watching it. This is a yearly tradition for you?
Yeah, I watch it every Halloween. And I actually just saw the new one. But yeah, I watch it every Halloween.
All right. So I'm very interested to give you all my thoughts on this movie after the second go round. But also, what's interesting is finding out her opinions on this with her having watched this for years on end. Because I'm going to make in just a little bit, I'm going to compare this movie to Halloween, the OG slasher. So y'all just stay right there. That'll happen in just a few minutes. But if you like what we're doing here and you want to consider supporting us, there are a bunch of links down below. We have links to our Patreon. You can go there, help support us every single month. You can also get access to our Discord, and you can become creators / producers of all of our content. There's also a link to our merch store. Get some exclusive merch. It's starting to get cooler weather outside. Go get you a nice little hoodie. Sidebar, I got my AC on in my garage, my studio right now, and it is freaking cold in here, and it has not been like that all summer. It has been hot as shit. But that's neither here nor there. There's also links to all of our social media accounts. You can go there, like, subscribe, support. Any way you can, we would be greatly appreciative of that. But that's enough of that. Let's jump into the review for The Exorcist. And we'll start with the plot and fun facts. When a young girl is possessed by a mysterious entity, her mother seeks the help of two Catholic priests to save her life. It was directed by William Friedkin, who also directed Killer Joe, Bug, The Hunted, and Rules of Engagement. It had a budget of $11 million, and it grossed $441.3 million, which is a big chunk of change. It stars Ellen Burstyn, Max von Sydow, and Linda Blair. It has a runtime of 2 hours and 2 minutes, and it was released December 26, 1973. So I'm going to read a fun fact in just a minute, and then I'm going to go back to that release date. Some of the fun facts. The subliminal shots of the white-faced demon are actually rejected makeup tests for Regan's possessed appearance throughout the movie. Linda Blair had to have bodyguards for 6 months post-release because of threats from religious zealots who believed the film glorified Satan. I don't know what would made them think that, releasing it on December 26th of all dates, a day after freaking Christmas.
Jesus, birthday.
like, guys, come on. should have stuck that in around Halloween. Like, you're basically just giving a middle finger to Jesus right now. The studio originally wanted Marlon Brando for the role of Father Karras or Father Marin, but Friedkin refused. This is the second highest grossing Warner Brothers film of all time when adjusted for inflation, behind the number one movie, which is Barbie. which became the number one this year. And also, if adjusted for inflation, this is the number one rated R movie of all time. They had to take an all-British crew to film in Iraq because the U.S. had no diplomatic relations with Iraq at the time. They were allowed to film near ancient buildings and actual archaeological digs on condition that they teach Iraqi filmmakers advanced film techniques as well as how to make fake blood. And then last fun fact is Jason Miller, who was Father Karras, received an Oscar nomination for his role. This was also his film debut as well. All right. Now we're going to jump into what we think. We already know what you think, but we're going to jump into overall impressions, the influences of this movie and how much we like or love this movie. So I'll let you have the floor since nobody knows your opinion yet. Well, I know your opinion, but nobody else does.
I love this movie. I think the way that they started it out with him going to the desert, finding that peace, and then seeing the statue, and even Reagan again in some scenes, she resembled that statue in some poses. I thought was really interesting too. And you had to really watch it to pick that out. Mm-hmm. And then even in movies today with possession, everybody wants to have a logical answer. There's a medical problem. There's always a mental issue when it's really not. They just not want to believe the whole possession thing. Want to just try to find a logical reason for everything.
Yeah, sometimes like the parents, it's just
evil. and also the process for an exorcism to be done in the church was also interesting to me too. Like you have to go, there's certain criteria that we met mm-hmm. for even it to happen.
So what I think is very interesting about this movie is I have two feelings about this movie. How I feel about how it influences horror movies nowadays, especially possession movies. And then on the flip side, how I just personally like this movie. This movie has so many influences. I mean, every exorcism possession movie nowadays, it has some type of influence from this movie. I mean, this came out in 73. So a long, yep. long time ago.
Some people have finished in the movie theater. Yeah, like some people have walked out of the theater.
So scariest movie of all time. Maybe back in the 70s and 80s. I don't find it really scary at all. That's just me.
I think it's funny than anything, which is probably, but I think more funny than scary.
I find Halloween scarier.
Wait, Halloween? The scarier?
Yeah, the OG yeah. Halloween. But also, I grew up with that movie. When, did you grow up watching Exorcist?
Well, not really. I grew up more with Halloween too, but I think I just gravitated more to Exorcist. I don't know why, because I don't know. I love Halloween, but I've been, you know, I don't even know why. I just gravitate more to it because I think it's more interesting. And I love Halloween, but I mean, Crystal Lake. I mean, that's Jason. I mean, I love the sister and brother and all that, but like Michael Myers just in the house and everything. I think it's creepy, but I just actually said more gory.
For all those out there that are uninitiated, Autumn has all kinds of horror tattoos and shit like that. Huge horror fan, just like I am. Although I have not put it on my body yet. Big difference.
Tattoo versions, okay.
Yeah. I grew up with Halloween. Like, I watched that shit when I was, like, not even 10 years old yet. Like, I started out young.
How could you not love Jamie Lee Curtis either? Everybody exactly. loves Jamie Lee Curtis.
And that movie scared the shit out of me. And I still stand by that. It's a really, really good movie nowadays. I mean, did it age the best? No. So I was curious if you had grown up with this movie.
Yeah, I did. And Chucky also.
If that's why you,
everyone else.
Yeah, I was wondering if you grew up with this, if you saw it in a different light because of that. Like, if I watch Halloween, I think it is a better movie than The Exorcist. But I grew up with Halloween.
Yeah. I think you have to appreciate all the originals to the point of Freddy, Chucky, all that, because people still try to take their ideas. They still try to remake them. I mean, they're never the same. They're not great, but they still even try to take them.
You're not wrong there.
Yeah.
When I watched this movie I'm not sure if I reviewed it last year or the year before. I get all my review cycles confused
Mixed
because
up.
They just kind of run together at this point. But I did watch it for the first time and I reviewed it for Patreon. I liked it, didn't love it. There were parts of it that I just wasn't a huge fan of. The beginning, I don't know if I would say I wasn't a huge fan of it. I just didn't understand it the first time I'm watching it.
Yeah.
And I watched the beginning again this time around and I still didn't understand it. And then I watched it again and I'm still like, okay, I mean, it's better. But I could skip it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. I'm not a huge fan of the beginning, even though it does kind of go into the background of the demon
and where it came from and all that. Yeah.
But it's very much implied. Like, you got to be looking for things. But they don't ever say the demon's name in this movie.
No, and that's another thing too. Like, there's different possession movies, even the Nun, the Pope's Exorcist. Like, the biggest thing is finding out the name, and that's how you like get rid of it, kill it, or whatever. So they never really give you a name for it, which I didn't confirm with.
I mean, Father Karras asked for his name like 1,000 times, and then he's just like, "Take me instead," and then he kills himself. I'm like, "Well,
jumps out the window."
That was counterproductive.
Like, it refused. So I guess that was the only way to get rid of it, because it wouldn't give up its name. So maybe that's how it was.
I don't know. So I'm
to get rid of it.
When you're so ambiguous with what the background of the demon is, not jumping too much into its backstory. I don't know. It didn't seem super interesting to me because of those reasons. Because they weren't.
I like when you actually get a back, like the Nun, I feel like you get more of a backstory with that, like possession. I mean, look at Evil Dead. That's just, I mean, there's so many of those, and we still don't really know the backstory, I feel like, of that demon. Because, like,
I don't know if I would 100% compare the two, because I don't know if I'd necessarily need a huge backstory for the demon in Evil Dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because that one just kills everybody and everything.
Yeah, he's just there to kill everybody. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, there's no point.
But there's if you watch The Conjuring, Conjuring 2, Conjuring 3, Insidious, all those movies, I think they're vastly more interesting when they reach into the bucket a little bit and grab a more detailed backstory for the demon.
I think, yeah, that's why I like them more. And like, I think The Conjuring and Insidious are the, like, it's not new, but like the newer horror movies that are the best ones.
Tell you what.
Like, I like Saw, don't get me wrong, but I hate movies that are just slashers. I like actual, like, story.
Yes, it's not just,
I'm going to cut these body parts off. And, yeah, exactly.
Like torture porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of those anymore. I used to be. I mean, I was like 16, 17 year old. I like to see people get chopped up.
I've seen all the Saw movies, but it's like, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, I'm not I think slasher films are definitely, they're the easiest to do, but they're also, I don't know, probably the most boring out of the horror movie genre, just because they don't do anything super. It's hard to go about making a different type of slasher film at this point. I mean, it's literally just you killing people.
And I don't find that scary. I just find it gross and boring.
Yeah. But I will stand with the Halloween movie, the OG movie, Halloween 2. The other ones are just kind of guilty pleasures. I mean, I'll
watch
them.
Halloween Ends, the newest one?
unfortunately. I mean, I liked it more than Halloween Kills, if that makes any
difference.
Yeah,
Halloween Kills. Yeah, this is awful.
But yeah, I love the Halloween movies. That, like, that is the earliest memory of horror movies that I have, is watching Michael Myers kill his sister, go after his other sister, and even the Rob Zombie movies, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Those are my earliest memories of horror movies. And that was before 10 years old, watching the OG one.
I think my earliest movie, like, horror movie memory was Chucky. I think Child's Play.
Chucky.
Or Child's, yeah.
Chucky and Halloween. Those were the big ones for me. Yep. And I loved every single moment of it, up until the moment that I went to sleep.
Yeah, then it kind of, it's especially when you're a kid, because you don't understand it. It's fake. So
exactly.
You're like, is this real?
So as far as this movie goes, I don't feel like it's super scary, although it does kind of drag a little bit at the very beginning of the movie. I think what it does is it kind of sets it. It doesn't necessarily make you more inclined to like the, not like the demon, but I guess what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't make you. You don't want to care for the demon, but it doesn't make you understand the demon or anything like that, where you get that backstory and whatnot to make him more evil sounding or whatnot. They do a lot of legwork on building up Regan's character and kind of making you care for her and her mom and that relationship, which I think is nice. I just think they kind of dragged on a little bit. I think it's uneven. They spend so much time with the demon barely coming out. And then it's like the very end.
It was such a slow like possession.
Yes.
Because she slowly showed signs, and then until the end when she became like all effed up.
Which I don't mind that it's a slow possession.
Yeah.
It's just that we get to the actual exorcism and it's just like, okay, take me instead.
It was way
and
too easy of an exorcism. It was way too
exactly.
easy of an exorcism. I'll give you that. It was way too easy of an exorcism.
It took me like 10 minutes to kind of reach that point. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was way too quick. Way too quick. Because they did like, what, three prayers? And that was it?
Three. And then Father Marin, that dude pieced the fuck out pretty quickly.
Very quick. Very quick.
But I don't know. It's, I can't look at this movie negatively, because all the possession movies nowadays take something from this movie.
I mean, how many possession movies have you seen where the head goes all the way around?
Just about every single one.
I mean, it all pulls from that movie, the puking, like all of it.
I do love when the demon starts really taking a hold and demon starts coming out of Regan and speaking.
Yeah.
Love those scenes. The whole, fuck me, fuck me.
The cross. Yeah, I was like, that's in the mask.
I was like, god dang. All right.
But it just shows how pure evil it is. It's like her mom shoving her mom's face. And it's like, when I first watched it, I was like.
Yeah, she's doing that. And then she's stabbing the cross into her, and she's like, let Jesus fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, if I was in the 70s watching this movie, I would be ashamed to watch this.
Right.
I would be blushing a little bit. Right. Like, this is some satanic shit right here.
Exactly.
But you also got to look at the time period that this movie came out in. I mean,
oh yeah. Hell yeah. This was a lot. Look, I mean, even some like, if you watch the original Star Wars today, that was like top notch. The movie, you know, the special effects, all that. I mean, that was top notch for them, for the horror movies. The makeup, the puke, all of it.
Exactly. I love the fact that we don't really get a whole lot of those special effects. It's all practical.
I mean, even the bed moving was a mechanical. All that was, you know, put into effect.
What about the Nickelodeon slime that they got going on there?
That's exactly what it reminded me of. Every time I watch it, I was like, this is like Nickelodeon slime.
You know, when Father Karras got thrown up on and it hit him in the face.
Yeah.
You ever got thrown up on a call and then you just immediately rear your hand back and you're about to just, bro, I'm about to kill you. That's what Father Karras looked like. He's like,
it's the child. It's not.
Father Karras says, let me take this white thing out. I'm about to beat your ass.
Exactly. And I don't get why he took his, like, the purple sash and, like, put it on, right? Like, I don't know, because it was covered in puke after. I guess he was trying to wipe her mouth. I don't know. I was like, what was the point of that?
Well, no, I took it as the demon was expelling. Like, he was able to expel the demon in some form or fashion by the ooze. So that's kind of what it symbolized. And he was wrapping it up in this holy
cloth or whatever.
Cloth.
Yeah.
And it was basically cleansing it, I guess.
Yeah. I figured he was cleansing, but I was like, I don't know what. I just got confused on it. I was like, what was the point of that? Because it happens for like 1 second and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. That it symbolizes the demon.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, just so many iconic moments in this movie. Now, I watched the theatrical version. I have not seen the director's cut. Mm-hmm. Which one do you typically watch? Or do you
watch the one? It's the, what is it? The Exorcist, The Way You've Never Seen It Before. I guess like a special edition one.
Do you see the spider? So do you watch the spider walk or not?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So I have not seen that version.
There's like there's a statue at Spirit Halloween that I want to buy of Reagan on the staircase.
So I've watched clips on YouTube of it, but I've never actually seen the movie front to back with that scene included.
Yeah, that's an awesome scene. It was, I thought it was, I mean, that's a lot of special effects in that one, because after she crawls, she's got blood coming out of her mouth.
Yep. Which just goes back and just kind of, I guess, increases the amount of horror in the movie.
And
I think it's more, and I think it brings up a good point that the movie is not necessarily scary, but it is very much a horror movie.
Yeah.
And that is doing violent, evil things. And it, I mean, it is doing scary things, but it's not like scary movie.
I mean, not that we've gotten away from Christianity, but I mean, the 70s, like men, women, like, it was very like proper time, I feel like. And to see a movie like that, that's really scary if you believe in exorcisms and the possessions.
Oh, absolutely. That was I'm like scatterbrained right now. That's actually the point that I was going to make a minute ago and ADD took over and I went somewhere else. But yes, the 70s, I mean, everybody's all prim and proper. They're not desensitized by violence of video. I put that in air quotes, by the way. Desensitized by video games and the more hyper-violent movies that we have nowadays. You know, everybody was prim and proper back then. So, yeah, I can understand why they would say this is the scariest movie of all time and shit like that, just based on when it came out.
The time period, yeah, absolutely.
So what is your favorite subgenre? You got the monster movies. You got obviously you're not a fan of slashers. You got aliens. Then you got the possession, the hauntings.
I feel like monsters, because I like more iconic. Like, I love Freddy. I love Michael. I love Jason. Like, Freddy versus Jason's probably up there for my top favorite movies.
Well, those are slasher films.
Yeah, but I feel like they're, I don't know, I feel like I count them as monsters just because of the whole iconic of them, like the whole movie being around them. Same with like the blob, the, I can't name it, the mummy, the
Frankenstein,
Dracula, all that, yeah. The Wolfman. Those are all great.
The reason why possession movies are, or haunting movies and haunting movies, are my favorite subgenre is because that it can happen.
Oh, yeah. 100% believe in possessions and ghosts.
100% believe in this shit.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I don't fuck with it.
Right?
Oh, no.
I'm like, I walk into a house and it gives me creepy vibes. Fuck that. Peace out.
Like, I don't get that about people in horror movies. Oh, let's go toward the noise. Let's not turn on a light in any house. Fuck that.
All right. So we do have to talk about one thing, because at least one thing that these new movies don't get from this movie, and I kind of wish they would adopt this in some way, and that is, do we really need every single exorcism movie or possession movie to start off with them going into a brand new house? Like, do we, come on, guys, can we do something different?
Oh, moving to a new town, moving to a new house. Oh, everyone knows about this house. And or the realtor, oh, she didn't disclose that, or he didn't disclose that. If it happens the same way
every single time, like, let's do something new. Okay, let's do something new. So I'm appreciative that this movie now technically she's there for acting and whatnot. So I guess
filming a movie.
Technically not like her own house, but the house was never in question. It was just, it's just the possession of Reagan, which I'm assuming she did the Ouija board and that's how she gets possessed.
Yeah. Cause that's, the mom finds it in the basement.
So the biggest question I have about this movie, how does the demon get from Iraq, from a little artifact, Charleston, a little figurine Georgetown? Like, that is never explained, and it bugs the shit out of me.
Because she, I mean, and you don't really, like, know how, what she asks, like, how it happened. Because, I mean, she shows her mom how she used it, but you never saw her actually use it.
And what's the demon's name? Pazuzu or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He's, like, the demon of famine and wind or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's... according to the lore, the Exorcist lore,
like the Seven Horsemen, or what is it, something like that.
He evil spirits fear him.
Yeah.
So I wish they would have dived into that a little bit more in the movie. Honestly, I think it would have helped a lot. But I do like this movie. I do like it. Is it going to be a movie that I don't know, go back to every single year? Probably not. You're a much bigger fan about this movie than I am.
It's a cult classic to me. I watch all the Friday the 13th and Halloween's and Freddy's. I think I'm biased though with Freddy Krueger too, because I think Freddy's funny, and then Johnny Depp's in the first one. So again, kind of biased with that.
That's fair. Yeah, the Nightmare on Elm Street is completely different style. Slasher film. It's got the more comedic take to it.
Me, I find that horror comedy just because of what Freddy says, some of his lines that he tells the kids and what he does.
I've honestly seen like two Freddy movies, three if you count Freddy versus Jason.
You're missing out. They're all great.
Overall, I gave this originally last year, I gave it 3.5 stars. I bumped it up to 4 stars. I think it's kind of criminal if I give it less than 4 stars, just based off how much it influences other movies. And I mean, this kind of started, I mean, this is not the first horror movie ever by all means. Psycho, I think, was it's the earliest movie that I know of a horror movie.
Because that's still in black and white.
Yes. Which it's a great Psycho, movie. Though. I watched that for the first time this year or last year. I can't remember.
Really? That's a great movie.
Yeah, I've been, every year when I do these reviews, I try knocking out the cult classics that I haven't seen. So Psycho was on my list. I got to watch a bunch of the other Hitchcock movies as well.
This might be a dumb question, but have you seen Poltergeist?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Poltergeist.
Oh, I'm about to break you down here.
Stuff happened. Like the actors, they were like haunted on set when they were filming this movie.
I did not know that.
It was crazy.
So I watched this movie growing up, and Poltergeist, and I remember liking it, not loving it. I watched it a few times, but I actually watched it for the first time in 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago. and I did not finish it.
What did you like about it? Why didn't you finish it?
I just thought it was insanely boring. It reminded me of Goonies meets Casper.
Oh, come on. The tree eats the kid, the clown. She gets sucked into the TV.
When I saw that Steven Spielberg was a part of that movie and that it was PG, I was like, bruh, this is not going to be a horror movie. This is a Disney-fied horror movie.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, look at the special effects. It looks just like Casper. Just like Casper.
Well, I mean, with a dude peeling off his face was pretty neat.
I don't know if I got that far.
Yep, that happens.
I only got the ghost wind that flew around everybody. I was like, I can't finish this.
Damn. That's a cult class. That's another classic.
It is a classic. I'll give them that. I'm in the minority now. But what would you end up rating this movie, madam?
Like, from a fan person that loves it, probably at least, I would say a 7 for me.
Oh, 1 to 5.
Oh, 1 to 5. Yeah, I'd give it a 4 then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
I think it is on HBO Max right now. So if y'all are out there listening, that's where you could check it out. I actually bought it whenever I reviewed it the first time. I don't know. That movie should be like $5 on digital right now. So yeah, go buy it now. Then if that shit's over
like $7.99 on YouTube.
Yeah. If it's like 10 or more, guys, we got to talk. We got to talk, okay? Because that's a little expensive for a movie that came out 40 some odd years ago.
Some years ago, 50, yeah.
50 years ago at this point. But yeah, well, I appreciate you joining me, madam, for this review.
You definitely need to see the new one and then compare the two.
Indeed, it is on my. It's, as soon as it hits digital, I'm gonna watch it and hopefully not suffer through it.
Yeah,
because it hasn't gotten great reviews.
Yeah, I won't say my opinion. I'll let everybody go and see it. But yeah.
But guys, that is going to be it from us. Let us know in the comments below what you think about The Exorcist or what is your favorite possession movie. Make sure you like, subscribe, do all that bullshit while you're here. And we appreciate you joining us. And we will catch y'all next week on another review. Laters.